Nonprofit startups have increased by 42% over the last decade in the Inland Empire, but it could all be at risk due to pandemic-related financial hits, says Dr. Karthik Ramakrishnan, director of the Center for Social Innovation at the University of California, Riverside.
One of the challenges now is that there's a lot of attention and interest in small businesses and how vital they are to economic recovery. That same logic also applies to small and medium-sized nonprofits.
His team is in the process of conducting a series of surveys and recently released some new findings. Not only do nonprofits provide essential services in areas like health and work with vulnerable populations, but they provide good-paying jobs and make up 7% of economic output for the Inland Empire.
These are so critical to ensure economic recovery, as well as the health and well-being of our populations, that it's critical for us to pay attention to these nonprofits and then to invest in them.
And investments are key, given his team found that while the Inland Empire leads the state with the greatest share of nonprofit startups, they lag behind neighboring counties in donations, like Orange County, who has a 30% smaller population. Ramakrishnan says one of the solutions is to build coalitions and combine resources, which the nonprofit sector was already beginning to see a trend in. He says the findings also highlight the need for federal, state, and local support. For more information on local coalitions and tools for nonprofits, visit iecovidresponse.com. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.